week's podcast is a great one. I met with AmSpa Fearless Leaders, Alex Hirsch and Kathy Christensen, the CEO and the COO of AmSpa. This is such a great organization. I love lecturing there. The energy, the vibrance. You're going to hear on this week's podcast all about re-energizing aesthetics, regenerative aesthetics, longevity medicine, all the things we're dreaming up for all of us in aesthetics.
Everybody, welcome. This is our, I want to say it's our third annual medical spa show. By the way, last night was a long night. There's no question that there's going to be some editing needed on this podcast. Our third annual medical spa show joint podcast with Dr. K and Medical Spa Insider. And we have Kathy Christensen is also, I mean, we've got the whole crew. This is off the chain. How are you doing? What's up?
I am amazing. I too enjoyed the last night's party, that evening in Paris. You looked like you were dressed for Burning Man or Barbie. Ken, you were a Ken.
You were a Ken. You were Knopf.
Burning Man. I like the way that sounds.
I think we should have a Burning Man theme one year. Can you imagine the outfits?
Yes.
And that goes with the biohacking and the Burning Man.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We're talking all things aesthetics.
I keep trying to get us to do like a Mardi Gras theme and they won't let me because of HR.
Well, it's April now, so
it's past Mardi Gras.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But yeah, this was, I mean, first of all, Dr. K, how has your medical spa show been this year? Because this is, I think, our biggest show yet.
Yep.
Total people.
How many attendees?
We're not sure yet because people are still signing up, believe it or not, which is kind of crazy. But we're 1,700. And then we've got when you include exhibitors and sponsors, we're probably, you know, well over 2,000.
Our huge faculty this year, too.
I mean, 2,500.
Honestly, I go to so many meetings. I'm at a meeting twice a month all around the world. And I kid you not, this is my number one favorite meeting. You're not even paying me to say that, but it's like, because truly I feel the energy, the vibrance.
Yeah.
You guys are really well organized. I love the business focus. I love that you focus on the cutting edge of aesthetics and the openness. People share their ideas. People are here to learn. We want to welcome you into aesthetics. I'm so excited to mentor and teach people coming into this industry.
Some very cutting edge topics too this time around. The AI, you talked about AI, you talked about biostimulators.
The things people need to learn.
Absolutely.
If we don't teach it, someone else will. We have to teach it here at AmSpa.
And teach it right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
But I love, like you said, I love the energy. There is something about, and this, I think, you know, we're kind of a vehicle for it, but it's the people of the industry. They really want to come in and they just want to share. It's like, I've been to conferences too. Nothing against plastic surgeons. We love you. You're amazing. But it's not the same energy as it is.
And many of the derm meetings and plastics meetings, I would agree, they're a kind of a little quieter, they're a little reserved. They're the same people saying the same things year after year, and the people that are really entrenched in what they've done.
Yeah.
But we need to turn over this new generation and bring them in and have all these new ideas.
Yeah. Now, I think it feels like a safe space. People kind of feel like this is a safe space to just let your guard down and really learn, enjoy, and network.
And people show up here as like, I'm brand new. I am coming into aesthetics. I want to pre-learn. Right. Or I've only been doing it for 1 to 3 years. I'm always surprised to see your statistics that like half of the people in the meeting are 1 to 5 year injectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's such a blessing that they're wanting to learn.
Yes.
Every year it's a new industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like every year we have, there's some of the same, but then there's a whole new group. And so our challenge is always, and Kathy does an amazing job with this, is how do you keep the content fresh for people who are experienced and have more time under the belt, but then we know also that we've got a whole bunch of people who have never been to Med Spa Show before, and so they got to experience the magic.
It's some of these people, it's their very first aesthetic show, and what a great way to introduce them.
Yes.
It's really awesome. And this year, there's so many new things. Semaglutide has revolutionized our industry.
It has.
It's an infusion of energy and, you know, opportunity.
Are you doing semaglutide in your practice?
We have a physician who's a board-certified cardiologist and international weight loss specialist who believes in the power of Trizepatide, Mounjaro, Zepbound, and she's prescribing the prescription version because that's what's studied and FDA approved and very regulated. And
yeah, so you're doing the name brands.
Name brands. Amazing results and up to 20% cardiovascular mortality and morbidity risk reduction. So you can live better, live longer, get off of all your pills.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Amazing.
And then you're... talk to me about like all the peptide stuff, because I am still not really clear on what the hell that is, but it looks sounds amazing.
So, I mean, just like semaglutide is an amino acid peptide, it's a messenger molecule that goes and interacts with cells and turns on chains and pathways of metabolism. So we have those peptides now for longevity and maintenance of
So what does that do? It like helps your cells extend their life? I mean, what's the...
I mean, a lot of talk is going on about mitochondrial wellness and that we need mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, and that's what you need for regeneration and repair of DNA injury. And if your mitochondria can't regenerate, then your DNA will deteriorate, and that's how aging happens. Mm-hmm. And so these peptides have protective capabilities, like, you know, body protection compound BPC-157 is super popular and also super controversial, but it's called body protection compound because it can repair and heal damage, injury, and aging.
I think there's also a confusion, and correct me if I'm wrong, about the type of peptides you just described and then skincare topical peptides, which is another whole kind of different ballgame, right?
Definitely. So topical peptides are incredibly important, and the skin needs those for improved elasticity, collagenization, and youthfulness. And they're readily available. You don't even need FDA approval. They're cosmeceuticals. So that's way different from injectable peptides. And we're in Vegas, probably the capital of all things doing all things, anything you want, but they're actually quite strict. So one of the things I think that AmSpa should do is help us learn state by state, along with like all the lawyers, and like Bert Adato is amazing. He was teaching me last night about compounding and dispensing. So many pharmacies have pulled out of California now because they literally can't dispense these amazing peptides and things. So we need solutions for our patients because our patients are asking for longevity, for mitochondrial wellness, and for things that we can do beyond just taking pills to heal ourselves.
So now with mitochondrial wellness, where are you injecting it to? Like,
they're subcutaneous. Most of the peptides are given like an insulin shot.
Okay.
Insulin itself is a peptide, right? Mm-hmm. And growth factors are peptides. So it's given just like a shot. It goes systemically and it works. Peptides are like a messenger key lock system. So it's a key. It fits very specifically into a lock, and you turn the lock. When the two connect, you turn the lock and you turn on this chain of amazing reactions. And your body is so evolutionarily intelligent, it just knows where the peptide needs to go to do its best action. So body protection means... It's a BPC-157 is derived from the stomach lining, but it literally goes anywhere in the body where there is destruction and needs healing.
Really?
So interesting.
So interesting.
Something we should definitely dive into more, because I don't want people learning off the streets and from biohackers and influencers. And I literally think that industry has become a little fringe, and we need to bring it back to medical aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Medical spa show.
It's like the future of what we're going to be doing.
It's the merging of wellness, which, Kathy, you and I believe in so much, and we're going to bring you into it too, Alec.
Well, and that's like, I mean, you've always
holistic
said that,
wellness, right? And integrative.
This is what's happening, right? It's coming. It's a confluence of not only wellness and all the peptidides and the mitochondrias, but also, mental health, right?
Yes.
All of that in one, and then the weight control and exercise, plus, elimination of all wrinkles.
Isn't this so interesting that you have the bird's eye view? You've seen this industry evolve from fill a line and smooth wrinkle to now, like, okay, let's think bigger and better. Mm-hmm. Let's live longer.
Well,
have
makes
the
sense.
Right?
I mean,
have
it makes
the health
sense.
Span. We have the tools. We have so much technology.
I mean, you want to look great. So why not feel great? For the longest time, you looked great, but maybe you just weren't feeling it. And we want the whole package.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Once your face starts to look good, you're like, okay, I look good on the outside. Why am I not taking care of the inside?
I mean,
right?
That's... I'm the full package, so I feel good everywhere.
You've got the confidence.
I mean, I keep telling Alex I need 10 hours of sleep every night, no matter what, which means I'll just roll into work around 11.
Sure,
that's done. How we do it. Actually, this year I prioritize sleep a lot, and that's like the other thing that's cool now is all the devices, the home devices for like an Oura Ring for sleep monitoring and like
I'm way behind.
Red light devices.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
The Oura Rings are so cool. Do you know? Our keynote speaker, Kendra Hall, yesterday, one of our three, she is an amazing public speaker. She talks about storytelling and marketing. Mm-hmm. And she had her Oura Ring. And she said, for me, every time I get on stage, my Oura Ring thinks that I've been dancing. She said, because I'm so happy and my pulse is like high and all of that. I was just they translate that into something as joyful as dancing.
Funny, mine thinks fight or flight, fear. I'm like, my heart's beating, I'm adrenalized.
I know.
That's what mine would be.
Exactly.
You're so relaxed. You've done 1,000 stages, I'm sure.
But I mean, I'm not. It's mostly because I take heavy tranquilizers and cough syrup. All at once, mixed with a glass of wine.
No, you know what it is? Is you have confidence, which is the other thing we need to teach our clients, that beauty is ephemeral, and we really want to build women, men, and clients.
Don't be using these big words.
Confident. Yes.
Ephemeral? What does that mean?
Fleeting, you know. It doesn't last. You know that. Beauty doesn't last. So I want to influence our injectors and aesthetic providers to work at that other level of wellness and happiness. Integrative, holistic, and teach happiness and teach confidence and character and intelligence, because you can't take that
away. Kindness.
So I'm curious, like, and I think we talked about this last year, where someone asked me this morning on one of the panels, they said, aesthetics in 10 years. And this was actually yesterday, and somebody had mentioned, well, we're not sure if we're going to have HA fillers anymore. I mean, like, who knows what's going to happen?
No, that's crazy. We're going to have HA fillers.
I know. But, like, what's the...
No, crazy talk.
That's not going anywhere.
Where is this all going? I mean, are you going to need, like, the injectables to smooth out the wrinkles, or are you going to be able to just do, you know, peptides, whatever it is?
Yeah. I actually foresee autologous products, so created by your own stem cell factors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growth. Right now, we're doing hair follicle harvest and cryopreservation with Acorn, which is amazing. Plucking the hair, saving it, and technology will be available for you to get your own cells plated, your own growth factors drawn up from there, your own peptides, and then inject it. And there's there's nothing better. You don't have to worry about the source. It's you.
Right, it's you.
It's your own DNA talking to itself. Wow. Your youthful DNA.
They're doing that for right now for like knees and joints and all of that, correct? Just help strengthen the...
Platelet-rich plasma is huge.
Amazing.
And so I think our clients are going to be asking for more of this, like, regenerative therapies. Bioregenerative is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And we're headed towards using hyaluronic fillers with biostimulators with this curated, bespoke, beautiful effect of also layering in your own products, your own body's derived peptides and growth factors.
I mean, that's
exactly
what I think.
That's so scientific. That's like Star Trek right there.
That's exactly what I said. What about the reversing of the age process, which I've heard, like, in mice they have figured out how to reverse.
Look at you, you're a science nerd.
And
you are keeping up on the literature.
In dogs too, they have been able to extend life for a couple of years at least, right? Is that coming next?
I think far from now, or maybe in Mexico or countries where they don't, you know, regulate as much. Like, yes, my patients, some of them are crossing the border to go get their own bone marrow stem cell transplant injection, like full body injection. And under anesthesia, they get their scalp, face, joints, every vertebral body, knees, like full body.
And what does
body.
That do? Like, or do they not know yet?
Those, hopefully, the science is a little bit indeterminate, but your own stem cell growth factors can kick in and teach the cells in those areas to behave youthfully and to repair. Because our mitochondria, they wear out after too many parties like last night.
Yeah.
They wear out. And then we have to take our NAD and NMR. Hopefully you're taking those.
My mitochondria are worn out.
Are they?
This morning.
Way to have an idea. We need an IV infusion station next time.
We have been working on that.
How fun would that be?
Than done.
So fun.
But it would be amazing.
Yes.
I think we're
all dying for it.
Yeah. If we had it right now, I would do it.
We'd all be infusing in the middle solid lecture.
Yes. I mean, really, though, yeah. Especially on Saturday. Yeah. After that party.
You could sit up there on a panel and you could do it while you're talking.
Exactly.
Nobody would know.
It would be a great photo op.
For real, about the reverse aging.
The reverse aging.
Like, is that actually... Because I read
in within our lifetimes, I think within our lifetimes there'll be a human version of that, but not until it goes through rigorous FDA phase 1 and phase 2.
But what will
testing.
That do then? Like, assuming all that happens and they test it out, and like, does that literally mean you could be 80 years old and reverse your aging so that you look like you're 30?
No, it means more years of, you know, longevity. It means you can, instead of the average human living till 80, maybe it'll be 100, and then pushing the boundaries of 100 to maybe we can live to 120 in those blue zones. Like, mm-hmm. maybe there's an outlier or two who already is living to 120. Mm-hmm. So maybe is that going to be 140? We don't know within our lifespan. But the thing is, being 140 might suck if you're frail and fragile and, like, you don't have vitality and health span. So that's kind of what David Sinclair talks about. And I think within our lifespans, we're going to have treatments that definitely improve lifespan. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll live that long so that we can get to that part so that we can extend our span.
Hopefully. And until then, we have the biostimulators to grow our own new collagen. Hopefully you've tried a treatment. If not, I invite you both to come and get some.
I have not tried it. I haven't done any treatments in years and years and years. I need the full workup.
You're getting that line, the lines.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about my six pack?
Yes, that's right.
The lines of your six pack.
I meant your glabella, but okay. Your forehead lines.
That too. Yeah, I know. Yeah, every time I do a video, we get like, Alex, you need some Botox. Come out and I'll hook you up every time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think I do. Well, I probably do.
I'm glad they don't do that to me. I'd be like under a table crying.
And they know better not to do it to you, I think.
Well, guys are lucky. They just get rugged. I mean,
yes,
you know.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Women have a higher beauty standard. It's really unfair. We need to reverse that. I think we need to normalize wearing flip-flops in meetings because that's a thing.
Uh-huh.
In our swag bags, we need like cute little flip-flops.
It's actually not a bad idea.
That is a
good
idea.
Do you know we walked yesterday 6 miles, 14,000 steps. So I can eat whatever I want today.
Yeah, that's how I love these meetings because I don't think a thing about it.
Exactly.
You can't think a thing about
it. Wait, Kathy, I want to talk about your women's conference because you did the most amazing job, and I want to recognize Alex too for an understanding that women aesthetic leaders, I mean, women run this industry. Women are 90% of the patients, 90% of the injectors. So for you to bring together these thought leaders was pretty amazing.
Awesome.
It was very fulfilling and enriching.
Yeah, no, it was fulfilling and enriching to bring something to life that can really support. Our industry is incredible because we're, you know, as women, we're constantly focused on many different levels and aspects of our lives. It's not just, oftentimes, it's not just professional perfection. We either are trying to do that, we're also trying to raise families, or we're trying to help our parents, or we're supporting our siblings or our brothers and sisters, and we put the same amount of priority on that. And that's a lot of effort and difficulty that we don't really acknowledge very often. So I wanted to have a time for us to kind of get together and nurture that why.
And I love the whole retreat idea. That like take a minute to retreat from just being an aesthetic provider and understand like your demands as a person. And we have to teach these people to dream big.
Yeah.
That was one of my talks this week. And I think dreaming big, your self-worth is your ceiling. And in this industry, you can be a one-woman show and start with one room and one chair and grow into a major med spa and then another and another, if that's your goal. But also, like, you have to think big to get there.
And you have to understand that you control your boundaries and the ability that you grow. And I think oftentimes, at least I'm a people pleaser, so I'm always just trying to, and I'm working on it. But, you know, I'm always trying to make people happy, and that's how I get fulfillment. But that's not like necessarily a sustainable or healthy way to always live your life. So I think it's important for us to realize that we can do what we want, but we also can say no to things that we are a healthy choice for us too.
That's very empowering.
And this was, we're releasing our industry study here in a couple of weeks probably, right?
Yes.
And one of the things that we tried to measure this year was, because we've always suspected, like, what is the percentage of women owners of business and med spas in aesthetics, right? Because we know it's huge. And it, from what we got, our preliminary readings, it's 70% of all med spas are owned by women.
That is awesome.
Which is, there's not another industry where I think
70% entrepreneur women.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's and crazy. Also, actually, I bet 50% of those have husbands that are doing the accounting and back office managing. Because I know I started that way and I still think many people, it's a mom and pop operation.
Mm-hmm. It is.
From the beginning.
Yeah, I think there's.
And it's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
To understand your practice at that level. Mm-hmm.
There should be, I feel like there could be more recognition about this industry and the fact that 70%, I mean, we should do a press release on that because I think people
honestly,
well, I mean, we did our Distinguished Women program last year. Mm-hmm. We launched that, which was kind of coinciding with our Women in Aesthetics Leadership Conference. But the whole point of that, you know, really was to recognize the excellence that we have in our industry and how well-rounded it can be and how there is a charitable philanthropic element too to a lot of the folks that we chose. It's not just money. It's, you know, how
giving back to the community.
Exactly. Actually. Or grown. How have you grown your team? How do you motivate? Things like that. But I mean, 70%.
That's huge. What's the name of your report?
It is the State of the Industry Report 2023.
Medical Spa State
Medical
of the
Spa
Industry.
Medical Spa State of the Industry Report,
I feel like we need to get that into Forbes or one of these, you know, Business Insider type of magazines, because there's this divide between business and entrepreneurship and the aesthetic industry, and I think they don't realize how much we are each entrepreneurs in our offices.
Yeah.
I mean, that is literally the differentiator between
it is.
Strictly healthcare and medical aesthetics.
Well, and like you said, it's such a mom and pop industry. And I don't like using that term because that makes it seem like it's not sophisticated, but it is sophisticated.
Yeah.
But it's small business, one location, one owner often.
Yeah.
The most common setup for a med spa is one location, one owner, owned by a woman, doing treatments for women, right?
That's interesting, because I think when industry looks at us to advertise to us, they don't approach it from that standpoint. Mm-mm. They kind of look at us like we're all like bigger med spas that are multi-location, you know.
That's not how, and that's not how it's
been. It's a much kinder, gentler, tinier approach that would actually translate better for them.
Well, that is the tricky part of us, right? Like, I look at all the MSO and investing in PE, and they're kind of struggling with that. It's not a plug and play like dental. Mm-hmm. There's definitely that. It's a very personal relationship, at least for women. And we had some interesting stats in our SI State of the Industry Report, too, about men and male consumers. It's still, we're looking at an 80-20 split, 80% women, 20% men.
It's 90-10.
For customers, I see 90-10 in my practice. I'm excited to get more men to come in.
89-11 is what it was.
Was it 89-11?
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, what I thought one of the most interesting facts, we actually sat down, Gordian Solutions Group is our third party, kind of they field the survey and all of that just to make it really great and no one worries about where the data comes from. And they said of the chain locations, the male consumer percentage is higher.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that
versus
interesting?
When it's an individual owner location. That's interesting. Maybe they feel less threatened or it's more available commercially looking, like you can walk in and get a haircut like that.
Right. It's very like plug and play. It's like utilitarian. You go in, you know what you're going to get. You get it, you leave.
Yeah,
right?
Super cuts. It'll be super face.
Yes. Isn't that interesting? Oh, I couldn't believe it.
Copyright 2024 Anspa.
Oh, yeah. I have lots of those ideas for you.
Are you a lawyer?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I'm curious. I don't want to change the subject, but I'll forget if I don't ask. When you come to these meetings, like, is there a particular speaker or a class that you look forward to seeing?
Like, oh my God, I love the business tract. And for that reason that I went to med school, I didn't go to business school.
Mm-hmm.
I want to understand the analytics of my practice. I am someone who's super busy operating, seeing patients, you know, doing all the things I do. Do I ever look at the numbers? Do I ever analyze myself? Because how can you do better if you don't audit yourself?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I love all your business classes. So for me, I'm always in the business tract.
Yeah.
But I want to help create the biohacking tract.
Yes. Okay, noted.
Mitochondria need some help.
I know, right?
So we need to biohack those mitochondria.
We need a stem cell infusion. So yeah. I'm excited to try one of your boot camps. And then I know my staff, when they come, always they're going into practice management. So understanding uh-huh. how to train, how to recruit, how to maximize efficiencies. Mm-hmm. That's been super helpful.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then the parties are always fun. You definitely mm-hmm. were having a good time last night, Dr.
Yeah.
Carey.
I was. It was good. Well, we did a TikTok, so I warmed up and danced last night. Yeah. So today you guys are going to see this TikTok.
Yeah. So like what's next on the agenda for you after you get home? I mean, what are you working on? After,
I'm an introvert, so actually I come to these meetings and I'm like, give and say hi to everyone. And then I go hide in the, walk in the garden and play with my dog. And then I don't want anybody to talk to me for 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that?
Yeah. Yes.
100%.
You're an introvert. You would never guess.
I am 100%. And if you ask my wife, like, when I'm, my natural habitat is at home, huddled with her. And
you
that's
have
it.
Dogs too. You're and probably my dogs. Buried under a pile of five dogs.
Yes, usually. And I generally don't go out very much except for it's with the meetings.
For these parties. Yeah. Well, it's fun to have a little alter ego when we come out, isn't it?
Yes.
And like, and enjoy ourselves thoroughly.
Yes.
And then I think you're doing such cutting edge things. Like this year, you told me you're bringing PAs into the whole AmSpa equation. What does that look like?
Yeah. So we are we have launched the Society for Aesthetic PAs, which is basically a subset of AmSpa. And what we've, you know, PAs are an interesting group. They're a big part of our industry, but they're underrepresented in that they have no place to really go. And we've found that we've heard from them for a long time. And so we've created a place where they can be, you know, they can have their own society. And we've got the ability to support that and provide them with resources. Mm-hmm. So they're still a part of the AmSpa, you know, family, mm-hmm. but they can, you know, they can have a place where they can talk to one another. They can network with one another. They mm-hmm. can work on resources together. And they have been so excited. I'm mm-hmm. excited to see what happens. It's not a huge cohort. Like there's way more nurse practitioners and RNs, but they are, they're very, what's the word? They gravitate towards one another. And I feel like there's a,
they like to coalesce,
mm-hmm.
but they feel like there's not a place for that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, actually that's very similar to how AmSpa was created. You know, there's not a place.
It's kind of your theme. It's community over competition.
Yeah. So if you're a PA out there, like we are, we're building this for PAs, mm-hmm. but then we want, if there's, what I always say is if there's another, if nurse practitioners who have the, you know, they have a lot of their own groups, but if they wanted to do something, we would do that for them too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we want to be a place where folks can find their tribe,
exactly.
you know, and then we can give them resources and we can give them the community. Mm-hmm. We can connect them.
Mm-hmm. You know what I feel like you guys should work on too? Cause I get a lot of questions about it is how do I get into aesthetics? Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. not like a clear channel or path. Mm-hmm. And I know it's different state to state based on your credentials, but I mm-hmm. also feel like we ought to just write some, you know, flow charts where it's
absolutely.
Like, these are the steps and here's where we'll help you.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to get into that like space.
Yes.
So they traditional healthcare associations are not wild about, you know, us sharing this alternative path for them. So that's a challenge that we're always like, they can find us. We want to go to them. Like mm-hmm. we've tried to go to them and it's tricky.
Well, like we know that in our industry, which is growing so fast, the, you know, general practice or family doctors are the number one source of physicians that are opening med spas.
Interesting.
With ER physicians second.
Like second,
And so, but what we've also heard, and the same with PAs and NPs, mm-hmm. is that these folks don't really know about aesthetics until they learn about it. It's not, mm-hmm. It's not taught in med school. Mm-hmm. There's no way for them to be exposed to it. We've tried to expose, you know, to get into NP meetings or PA and there's a resistance mm-hmm. because I think most people who discover aesthetics want to go into aesthetics.
They're worried they're all going to migrate out. Yes. We'll have no one left in the ERs to take care of.
We don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that.
It's important that people know what they can and can't do.
Have you seen a huge influx of people leaving the medical side after COVID and the stress and wear and tear on the healthcare worker?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
We hear that story probably every other day from somebody.
It's true.
It's this is
and even just dealing with insurance companies and medicine. It's
been physicians, so hard. That's so often their driver is to just get out of the whole insurance game.
It's they don't want to deal with the rat race of healthcare.
Yeah, prior authorizations and bureaucracies.
And it just gets worse and worse every year.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like aesthetics is, it's almost like a safe haven, but also a...
It's like the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And once you start, once they get exposed to it, they're like, and they come to this meeting and they see how happy everybody is, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's fulfilled, they're fulfilled in their careers.
Yes.
They're making money, they're having fun. They're treating people and they're helping people become confident. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a tonic.
Yeah. You know? It's like a rebirth. I think like people go through phases of their life and you have to respect the seasons of your life. So you're in medicine, you learn all the technical, and then maybe you take a break or a breather and you want the creative aspect, the artistic aspect. So that's what it's been for me. Started in head and neck surgery, did cancer surgery, reconstructive surgery, and then more and more rhinoplasties. I realized I really like aesthetics.
Yeah.
And then now it's been fun to use like surgical precision, placing all the talks, the filler, the biostimulators, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you have to, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have, it feeds your artistic part of your soul too, yes?
Definitely, yeah. And it's fun working with happy patients. Like, you surround yourself with happy people, you tend to become a happier person yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And are you still doing a ton of training and teaching on online courses?
Modern Aesthetic Theory and Artistry is our online platform. It's 30 different modules. Every year we grow. So this year we did hyperdilute. Mm-hmm. Radius and products like that are biostimulatory. Mm-hmm. We've done PLLA and Sculptor for the whole body. And it's fun to teach off-label. So I used to do like my liquid rhinoplasty technique, things that companies can't train on because it takes so long to get through the FDA approvals. So I want to provide that vehicle to teach people. And from the beauty of your own home. It's a great splurge to come to a meeting, but also it's hard to take time off of work and get someone to cover and all the things.
Right.
Travel expense. So I think this is nice, right? The day before you do a tear trough, you're like a little nervous. You open the app and watch the video and like do the steps and the anatomy, and then you go in and kill it.
Uh-huh.
So that's my goal. And we've created like an Instagram tribe. We have a tribe too. And it's totally free, and people kind of congregate, ask each other questions, give each other advice, you know,
that's
either
awesome.
From the business side or the medical side.
That's awesome. That's what we're building.
I think that's what you guys are building in the physical, like the connections you make here go way beyond this meeting.
Yeah, it's really cool. I was actually talking to a couple of our members who are now speakers at our show, and they're speaking together today, actually. And I was just chatting with them, and they were like, you know, we met here, right? And I was like, you're kidding.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's awesome.
They're like, we met here. They said we met on the dance floor at the 80s party.
That was a good party.
That was a good party. But they were like,
that was good music.
One is in California, one is in on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And they like just started networking and growing, and then they started like now they work together.
Mm-hmm. You just stay in touch.
Yeah.
And last year you did that amazing diversity panel.
Yes.
And I met some women at those conferences. And I said, wouldn't it be great if we did like a whole United Faces of Benetton panel?
Like,
do you remember that old campaign of like all the beautiful skin tones? And like, I really love that you brought diversity into the picture because. You drive the conversation in this industry, and if you don't bring it here, then it may not get discussed.
Mm-hmm. We're going to bring it here.
Yeah.
We will bring it. It was like, what? So next year, let's say, what would be your like your dream talk to give? And you've talked about it already, but would it be the peptide?
I think the biohacking your beauty, because that's how I'm evolving my practice. I'm a bioregenerative specialist. I want to make sure we have natural, long-lasting results. Did you know when you grow new collagen, it can last 15 years, that collagen molecule?
Really?
It's spectacular. No one knows that.
Holy
and
mitochondria.
And it's science. It's published. It's out there. Yeah, holy mitochondria.
That's
so I
awesome.
Want to take back what so many of the influencers are doing in the biohacking space. They have their own meetings, for God's sakes. We need to be there at those meetings, us medical providers. Who do the most, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and bring it into our offices. Our patients are asking.
Mm-hmm.
You want it
They're
to
doing
be...
cryo. Are you doing cryo?
I'm not doing.
Are you personally getting into cold water plunges?
No, I can't.
I want to do that so badly. I haven't done it yet, but I mean, did you watch that? Well, Chris Hemsworth, right?
Who we yes, all love. Thor.
Thor, the Australian, you know, hunk. He did a show on Disney that was called, what was it called? It was, anyway, it followed him through different ways to extend your longevity.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it was like 7 different episodes, and one was cold plunge, one was fasting, one was, it was just kind of fascinating.
He looks like a Viking. He could probably handle that. Yeah.
It wasn't a bad thing to watch.
They need to.
It's not.
I mean, I learned a lot.
Look at you. You're blushing.
He's not the best can't, because he already looks like Thor.
I know.
You need like someone who's got a tear, who's skinny and fat, like me. With, let's see how this actually works. Not Chris Hemsworth.
I mean, I'm not sure I would watch it.
No.
That's
but like,
what
he's
it was.
The, if he's the before, that's no fair.
The after is going to be hard to get
well,
incremental
his
change.
Point is to like live longer, though. Like, yeah, it's about like your longevity,
well,
like the 140
Thor.
Year old.
Yeah.
No, he is Thor.
Yeah.
Definitely.
How do
is.
You beat that?
So I think that's another sector we need to dominate,
okay,
and bring it into our meetings and start talking about it and explain how you can and can't dispense these things legally, mm-hmm, and like,
yeah,
all of that. Our injectors are confused. And even I'm having like,
mm-hmm, well,
getting
and
some advice on
it,
how to get to,
right?
Yes, legitimize it, because if we don't,
yeah,
the FDA will shut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, mm-hmm, that we should set the standard of do this, be careful, watch here, mm-hmm, do it the right way.
I think, I mean, that's kind of what we have to do for, mm-hmm, the industry as a whole.
Even for exosomes. I feel like that's another one.
Of course, exosomes.
Yeah.
And mitochondria X.
Yes.
So we'll have to have you work on that. Like, I think a whole biohacking, mm-hmm, like track. Maybe.
Okay, I think
that
would be awesome.
Mean?
That would
Let's
be awesome.
Do that.
And then when we're done, we will all live forever.
Many more AM spots to come.
Maybe get Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
To be
oh
our
my
keynote.
God. Okay. There
in.
You go. For the women's conference.
Right. Well, yeah.
If you do that,
absolutely,
I'll come.
You know what?
For sure.
I feel like you're objectifying them.
I invite you to bring your six pack to that meeting.
Yeah. Your fine lines.
I am offended, and I think there should be an investigation.
There's a brow pack right here.
Well, I mean,
don't you love being surrounded by strong, powerful women?
Love it.
Okay,
love
good,
it. Love good. It. Because I'm also
you lift
a strong,
us up, we
woman.
Lift you up.
No, I am. You know, and it's been, it really is amazing. Like these conferences are like, there's just strong, powerful women everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most of the strong, powerful men are kind of standing in the back like, where do I go? This is not for me. I feel inadequate.
That's so true. It's funny. I've even stopped talking to the men in the audience. So sorry, but I'm always talking to the woman. So,
yeah, well, why would you? Yeah. We shouldn't even be here.
We need our men.
True.
Actually, I'm so grateful to the men who've mentored me in my career, because, mm-hmm, that's people like you who've helped me come to sit at the table, and that's made a huge difference in my career.
Oh, that's good. To, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to grow another six pack.
we'll have peptides for that soon.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. That's what we need. Take a pill, wake up, look like Ryan Gosling.
No, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth. Well, so tonight, like, we've got some more, I can't believe, more, like, social, mm-hmm, events. Mm-hmm. My God, I might. This
we're
might,
not going to talk, at, like, this to might, our families.
You're going to need some Celsius or Red Bull or one of those.
Something.
Yeah, yesterday I had my first ever espresso martini.
Oh,
and they
oh,
were
delicious.
So good here.
Those are dangerous.
Except they went down too smooth.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
Was it in the Tower Bar?
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
delicious.
Good.
They're
and then
old
I went
fashioned.
And gave a supercharged talk.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. It's Dr. K.
Next thing you know, you wake up in Tijuana.
Getting stem cells.
With a
total
tattoo.
Body, young blood infusion.
With a tattoo, yeah, as a mitochondriac.
How fun.
Well, we're going to continue to do this forever.
I would love to.
So, I'm honored to be a part of it this time.
I need to bring you to the table. You're so
you.
Creative. You
oh,
really are.
Thank you.
Yeah, putting
thank
together
you.
Things. It's hard to come up with the curriculum. I'm having to do that for a meeting later this year, the,
mm-hmm,
AAFPRS in, mm-hmm, New Orleans. And it is a killer task.
If you do it right.
Yes.
If you do it
if
right.
If you really care
killer.
And you want to evolve the
yes.
industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
really,
it's like parenting. You know, if you're exhausted at the end of the day, you did it right. That's what I always say.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, we always want to make sure that we're providing the best newest dynamic content, right? Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. so, and we've, you know, I take no credit for the agenda because I don't do anything. It's Kathy and her, and then, but we got, how many submissions did we get?
Like about 375
abstracts
out of the call for presentations, yes. And then that, we got individual folks reaching. So yeah. I would say probably about 450 submissions in all.
That's great.
So,
that's
and awesome. It's great because we can use some of them for digital, but then I was so excited to see all the new voices out there. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of new voices out there that, and I hope people saw them on the platform and the podium.
Mm-hmm. They did. I've heard that. They absolutely have.
It's exciting to see like the next kind of gen of
it
of
is.
Folks,
that so. Might be a good track too, like innovations, yeah. like things that you haven't yeah. seen at any other meeting.
Yeah.
Or love
just
that.
Like the next gen of speaker, all like first timers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I was also thinking we could do like power couples. There's a lot of males, females.
You know what? I'd love to see a lot more dual stage presentations where two speakers can kind of riff off each other. Because like, I know I'd have fun up there, and it gets kind of controversial and spicy, and sometimes very interesting.
Dual is an interesting way to do it. Like a panel, you're pretty set in a certain.
In a panel, everybody has to talk, so you can't really like engage each other.
Yeah, but,
like might be fun to do like a.
I did a dual.
A boxing match.
Yeah, it's like the whole.
Yeah, boy.
That'll be a fun TikTok.
Keep your eye on TikTok. We've got one coming.
Yes.
Dr. K is the only one who gets me to do a TikTok every year. I just tell myself I'm not going
to
do it.
It only takes a year to get ready for it. You were good. We got it on one take.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I know. Which was a real surprise.
It was good.
I thought for sure we were going to.
There was a boxing match this weekend. It was perfect.
Yes. It was very UFC.
Well, this is awesome. I'm so excited we got to do this again. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah.
It's my absolute pleasure. If you're listening out there, I know you're an AmSpa listener, of course. This is the show that honestly, it revives me. And it brings back my passion for this industry.
That.
And it's all about the young energy and the enthusiasm and the sharing and honestly staying
true.
Cutting edge too.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
That's very nice of you
to
say.
We appreciate that. Just such an, it's an honor to be with you. You're the way that you don't shy away from these new topics. And I mean, Dr. K, every time I talk to you, you have something new about kind of scientific innovations in the industry. I would say you're always on the precipice of what's next. Mm-hmm. And I admire that so much because it's not, you're not just saying buzzwords.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about. So I'm just grateful that
thank you so much.
We can utilize that and share it with our group too.
So honored. It's how we stay relevant and also how you stay, I think you have to be true to your, you know, I'm mentoring people. I want to give an unbiased, fully my own opinion. I work for all the companies, but my opinion is my own, and that's what makes people really trust me, and I'll never want to lose that. And it's science-based.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
So
I love that.
Teaching science.
Well, let's go get a mitochondria tattoo.
I feel there should be a cocktail with the branding next year.
I know, right?
And a biohacking theme. We should do a Burning Man theme for your next big party. How would the outfits would be?
Outfits would be amazing.
Or a Coachella theme party.
Either way. Either way.
Fun festival time.
Yes. I mean, it will be here in April.
Yeah.
So
we could do a festival theme.
It's been beautiful outside.
There'll be a mitochondrial cocktail theme.
Called the mitochondriac. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That's it.
Copyright trademark.
The outfits would be extraordinary.
Totally.
At a Burning Man Festival.
Totally. Yeah. Right. Something futuristic. Because to go with the idea, we're getting into the future.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see the wheels spinning.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah. I'm thinking of my costume.
What
am I going to wear?
How can you do the complete opposite?
The really high silver platform boots.
Yeah.
I see that.
The complete opposite.
All
of whatever
leather.
It is. Yeah.
Alex drives our events team crazy because they have a lovely theme. And he always, for the last couple of years, has like gone completely against the theme. And
you were Elvis. Weren't you Elvis one year?
Yeah.
That was a good costume. That was a good costume.
Kind of on theme.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah. Vegas is always a theme here.
So. I think I'm going to wear a space suit with like a full like astronaut helmet.
Yeah.
Something like
fluorescent
that.
Fluorescent hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
we have
like
365
that.
Days
yeah, I'm gonna start
to think
working
about
on
that.
Start working on it. Well, thank you all so much for listening. Appreciate you coming, Dr. K.
This is a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So much fun to hang out and brainstorm ideas. So love you guys.
All right,
stay beautiful.